Near threatened. That's how the IUCN, the World Conservation Union, classifies the dormouse. Its numbers have been declining dramatically over the last century. And according to Alice Henchley from the Mammals Trust UK, this decline is mainly due to man.
It's basically all to do with the environment that they live in. We've changed our farming practices. We've isolated areas that they would live in so that they can't move between areas. We've, as I say, changed the farming practices, which means that we don't have the same kind of food that they need, particularly over the course of an entire year. There's less places for them to live. And our hedgerows are all disappearing, so they can't scamper between areas in wildlife corridors to breed with other dormice.
So what sort of things can be done then, apart from, I guess, radically overhauling our farming practices?
Well, I mean, we are working in combination with English Nature very hard on the dormouse recovery programme, which involves monitoring and reintroductions. And both areas of that are very key. So those are the two things that we're focusing on, is monitoring populations every year and also reintroducing at least one population a year to counties from which they've become extinct.
So how do you go about reintroducing them?
Quite a long process. It starts off the previous year actually looking for somewhere to reintroduce them. You've got to find a suitable site, which is a site, generally speaking, where you've got ancient woodland, it's at least 20 hectares, and you've got a coppicing practice in place, and also where you've got people who are likely to continue with the appropriate farming practices afterwards. Once you've located that, which can take quite a long time, you've got to captive breed your dormice. Now, normally captive bred dormice don't get reintroduced until they're at least a year old, and we try to get a stratification of ages as well. Dormice live to about the age of 5, so you get a number of different years within that. So once you've got that, you're looking for a healthy population of at least 30 dormice, which undergo incredibly rigorous veterinary checks to check they haven't got any viruses or any parasites, which might carry over into a natural population. You then take them to your site, put them in a pre-release cage or a release cage for about 2 weeks so they get used to the area, which is open to the area, and you feed them during that time. You then open up a hole for them and hope that they start investigating the local area. And until they actually leave their cages completely, you continue to feed them. And you also put up at least 100 to 200 nest boxes so that they've got places to nest over the summer.
And they're quite happy at sort of having been bred in captivity to then learn how to survive in the wild.
They do seem to do very well, actually. I mean, we've done 13 reintroductions, all of which have showed marked increases in populations following.
Once you've released them and they seem to be nesting and eating and no problem and so on, do you have to go back and check them or do anything else?
We would absolutely go back and check them. Apart from anything else during the initial stages, you want to check that they are still managing to feed successfully on their own. And obviously you're weaning them off, are feeding them and onto them finding their own food, but you do want to check that. And of course you just want to monitor the programme and see how successful it is. So at the end of the summer you would check the dormouse boxes, and you know, year on year we check them to see how they're doing. I mean, there's a big network in place of people who are involved in monitoring of dormice all around the country, and that gets fed into a big register and analysed by academics every year.
And how is it going at the moment? Do you think actually we are going to be successful in reintroducing them right across the UK?
We are. I mean, we're successful in the reintroductions that we're doing, but the problem is that there's massive amounts of habitat fragmentation as well. So it just what it needs is and what it requires is a very concerted effort for a number of years. Fortunately, we've got some great partners in English Nature, in Royal Holloway, in the Zoological Society of London and Paignton Zoo, who do a lot of the captive breeding, plus, of course, all of the volunteers who help us so much in doing all of this work. So if we can keep working on it, hopefully, yeah, we'll be very successful.
That's Alice Henchley from the Mammals Trust UK.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.